Welcome to the Union for Reform Judaism's Parenting Podcast. I'm Wendy Grinberg, Parenting Specialist, and today I'm speaking with Lori Day, educational psychologist and consultant, writer and blogger with over 25 years of experience in the field of education. In this first segment, Lori reflects on what has changed for parents and kids over the span of her career and helps us focus on what really matters. So, Lori, maybe you can just start by telling us a little about yourself.
I've been working, or I worked in schools for about 25 years until very recently when I started my educational consulting business. But the way I got started was I was an educational psychologist. I worked in a number of different public school systems with children as young as 3 years old, just coming out of early intervention, all the way up to college and beyond. In a lot of different types of settings. I did things such as helping to diagnose learning disabilities in children, to advocate for services that they needed to be funded by the schools or extra services provided by parents, helping parents navigate the whole system. I went to private school admissions and financial aid work and moved on to being the head of an independent school. And so I've had as long a career in school administration as I have in school psychology. I've seen a lot change over the 25 years, and some things not change at all.
Can you talk a little bit about things that have changed and things that have stayed the same for both parents and kids?
I think that one of the things that's stayed the same, and I think and hope will always stay the same, and one of my favorite things about working with families is how much parents love their kids. However, I do feel that parents are even more distressed today than they were years ago. Just the demands of work and a 24/7 work environment. There are a lot of families that have to deal with loss of jobs, loss of homes, and all of those financial pressures of making it all work. And families are more spread out, so support systems are not always as there as they used to be. So I think it is more stressful for parents these days, and I do feel that divided attention is a big problem. I can't even say how many times I've driven by a playground and watched parents looking down at smartphones in their hands. The final thing I would say about parents before I get to kids is that something I talk and write quite a bit about is the effects of pop culture. I would argue again that it is more problematic now than it was in the past. And I feel that it's just something parents and kids are bombarded with all the time, and there is a tendency to become desensitized to it. And I think it does make the job of parenting harder to have the energy required to be a parent to your child rather than a friend, and to set limits and provide guidance and help kids navigate some of these difficult crossroads in their childhood, I feel is tougher. So I'm not negating what people say to me often about, well, it's always been hard to parent. It has, but I do feel that the culture that we're in now makes it even harder.
Are there things that you think parents worry about that they really shouldn't, or the other way around, things that they should be paying attention to that they don't see?
Parents do worry a lot about their kids' achievement, and they place a lot of importance on school admissions, grades, and other external symbols of success. Children seem more occupied than ever between school and all of their extracurricular activities, all of that resume building stuff, and lots of screen time. And they're very structured up. They don't have the kind of downtime that kids used to have, or at least as I remember my childhood, I had a lot of downtime to just, you know, to imagine and pretend and explore and take healthy risks. And I guess I would say to learn important lessons about life by succeeding and failing kind of on my own terms. And so I think parents are losing sight of the importance of that because one of the most vital things a child needs to come to in their childhood is that ability, how do I say this, to be comfortable in their own skin, you know, on their own terms, in their own space, in their own time.
How do you balance the need to protect your children from all this stuff and be involved and aware as your kids grow of what's going on with them without being over-involved, over-protective?
Well, I talked about a lot of this in a Huffington Post blog that I think is how you came to find me, and it was about 10 ways to raise resilient kids in turbulent times. And at the time I wrote it, I was thinking specifically about Japan and Libya and a Facebook comment that a friend of mine had written that the world was on fire and she didn't know how to talk to her son. So that was a very dramatic situation, and, you know, even when the world is not on fire, still there are many things that you could become very overprotective about and overreacting to in the culture that we live in today. And so it's a really good question that you're asking about how you strike that balance between that overreacting and stepping back and letting kids be kids and letting kids learn by their own mistakes, develop resilience, and have the tools to be able to cope with the world that is the world they're growing up in. I think that we do have some parents who are very much paying attention and perhaps overreacting and quite outraged. We also have other parents who aren't paying as much attention. There's actually quite a lot of apathy out there as well, and desensitization, as I said. So I think a little overreaction is a good thing. It's that you don't want too much parental anxiety projected onto kids, because that's not good for them. So I think you do have to focus on how you strike the balance, how you give those tools to your kid. And I think, as we were saying before, that it begins when children are young, with investing the time in developing that very attentive, trusting relationship with your child, so that when you have important things to say with them down the road, there's a better chance that they're going to listen to you. Even if they roll their eyes and pretend they're not listening, many times they really are if you have put the time into developing the relationship to begin with. And from a very young age, you do need to communicate your values. I know that this sounds like a platitude, but in this really busy world we live in, really simple things like teaching your child the golden rule can be neglected. And you have to teach empathy. You have to explain and model and point out examples of kindness between people and cruelty between people, and be very explicit in stating your expectations for kindness.
Thank you for listening to the Union for Reformed Judaism's Parenting Podcast. You can subscribe to the podcast and let us know what you think at urja.org/parents.